then Nietzsche underneath it as the author, and then someone would tag below it, Nietzsche is dead, God. Like, God got him back, right?
Dr. Rogers explained, though, that Nietzsche probably didn't intend to come off as pretentious in his statement.
But I think the tone of the piece isn't very sneery. If anything, it's kind of, well, I don't know, tragic or terrifying, maybe even. But I guess one way to get things going is just to ask, why in the hell did he say God died? What does this mean?
Nietzsche wrote an aphorism, short, terse observations about general principles, as Dr. Rogers explains.
Aphorisms traditionally kind of set you up for a little shock at the end of them. Very few of them are straightforward, is kind of the general point I was aiming for. So it's not as if there are bits in this that would read to you like Hume or Kant or a more standard kind of philosopher just giving you an argument. That pops up sometimes, but always with complicating circumstances around it. So it's very strange, and the difficulty often is in trying to fit them all together and see how one might lead to another.
Dr. Rogers noted the importance of considering the influence of religion in society at the time Nietzsche wrote The Gay Science.
I guess one quick thing about secularity, we talked about the idea that the world might in some sense or other be more secular than it used to be. There's a guy, a philosopher named Charles Taylor, who wrote a book called A Secular Age. He argued that our society was secular, that it was, he himself is a Catholic. He thinks our society is secular in the sense that our religious belief is to us a matter of choice, whereas it used to be just sort of the environment you grew up in it.
The additional historical context of Darwin's The Origin of Species is also pertinent to understanding Nietzsche, Dr. Rogers said.
There's all kinds of ways that Christians try to either reformulate or reconceive the relationship between religion and science. But Nietzsche is, I think, at least somewhat in cahoots with that sort of viewpoint. And it's important too that Nietzsche's work is kind of the first big philosophical work done right after Darwin published The Origin of Species. And so that's going to be something in the background too, so not just explanation of meteorological phenomena or something like that, but also our origin here on this planet, where we came from.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Katie Pugh.
The Campion Society is King's College's creative writing group that holds live reading, writing workshops, and coming up this Friday, a creative writing seminar. Music director Samuel Savada sat down with the society to give us a preview of Friday's event.
The King's College Campion Society, the club on campus that is based around the art of creative writing, is made up of some of the college's most talented young minds. Samantha Booker, a junior communications major and the president of the Campion Society, laid out what it's all about.
We like to foster creative writing. We like to host workshops, open mics, basically just have meetings where we talk about each other's writing, give each other support, find outlets where we can publish our writing. But aside from that, we are also just in general one to foster the arts. So if anyone wants to draw, wants to paint, play music, write songs, we invite them to come to the meetings, and we can basically find an outlet for anyone's creativity.
One of the workshops that Booker mentioned was held last Friday. At the workshop, the role of strong description was at the forefront of the discussion.
Campion Society holds creative writing workshops usually once a month. This month's workshop is going to be on description, so I'm hosting it, and I'm going to be asking people to describe color without using the color's name. I brought paint samples with me that have the name of the paint on it without using, like, the color. So, like, maybe a gray would be, like, soul. And it's just completely random, and it's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to look at these weird names, paint samples, and try to come up with a poem or something to describe a color without using the color's name.
Booker explained how the workshop leaders are decided and the reasons for why it's done the way it is.
Basically, I talk to my officers. So I have a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. Right now, we don't have a whole lot of group members, so the officers are hosting them for at least this semester. So we take a look at the dates that we're having them, and we say, okay, who has an idea for a workshop? Who wants to host one? My treasurer, Amy Higgins, hosted the first one on how to make writing prompts your friends. So she gave the people writing prompts and basically told them how to get the best out of writing prompts.
The biggest event on the Campion calendar is the upcoming Creative Writing Conference, a joint effort between Campion and the King's College English Department.
It's a lot of the members helping, just talking to people, setting up the different workshops. A lot of people who are presenting workshops either were previous Campion members or are current Campion members. The workshops that we host here at school, they kind of give you a taste of what workshops could be like at this Creative Writing Conference. So the Creative Writing Conference just has what we do on a bigger scale.
Booker encouraged anyone with an interest in creative writing, regardless of prior attempts or experience, to try out what the Campion Society has to offer.
If you are interested in creative writing at all, or even if you're just at a basic skill level and you want to improve or learn, these workshops, the Creative Writing Conference, everything that Campion puts on is open to anyone.
The Creative Writing Conference will be held at King's on November 10th and 11th. The next Campion workshop will take place on November 17th, with a focus on a topic that is yet to be determined. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Music Director Sam Zavada. Have a wonderful night.
Women's rugby is a relatively new sport that King's College has to offer. Rugby player Jessica Ujibe gives us a sideline experience of a rugby bout.
Five teams came out to play some rugby on the King's College territory. These teams included Susquehanna University, Holy Family University, the Wilkes-Barre Breakers, Thomas Jefferson University, and King's College. King's College was undefeated up until they played Susquehanna on Sunday. Chris Wallenberg, a third-year player, explains maybe why the reason Susquehanna had the upper hand in this match.
When we had a long break, but our third game was very close. We played Susquehanna, and they've all had our number the past couple of years. We played them this time, and they found the gaps in our defense, and it just didn't work out.
Firsthand, I have seen this rugby team cycle through and develop as a team. Chris has also experienced this shift since he started playing in 2015 as a freshman.
We've developed tremendously, like not only just physically, but like rugby IQ. We've all gotten smarter. We know what to do. When the ref says something, we don't all just stand around and look at each other now. We take the ball and we do something with it. We know exactly where to go now.
The Sevens rugby team is in the Mid-Atlantic Rugby Conference. They had just switched from being in the EPRU, which is the Eastern Pennsylvania Rugby Union. The MARC includes over 50 collegiate and university rugby programs with over 2,000 student-athletes. Their division within the MARC is the NSCRO, which is also the National Small Rugby Organizations. Within this past fall, there are multiple new freshmen. Max Torres, a freshman on the team, explains the hardships of adjusting to the sport.
Just adjusting to a new sport. This is my first year, really. And, you know, meeting new people, that's always hard for some people at first. Even for me, I'm a social bug.
All interested players are asked to contact head coach Dr. K at 570-208-5900 with the extension of 5687. The men's rugby team has a tournament next Sunday, the 29th, at Holy Family starting at 11 a.m.
And that's the game!
For WRKC News at 5, I am Jessica Ujobi.
Coming up next, we'll get an update on King's sports and the weather forecast.
Did you know that teens who volunteer are happier, less stressed, and more connected to others? According to a study of 1,200 teenagers by the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards, students who volunteered not only had these strong feelings about volunteering, but they also had a more positive perception of themselves when it came to leadership, dependability, and independence.
Volunteering not only can affect a community or a person, it can change the world.
If you would like to learn more, visit spirit.prudential.com.
Hey Wilkes-Barre, we are Computer vs. Banjo, and you're listening to
WRKC 88.5 FM.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. This Saturday, the King's College football team will take on FDU Florham in a MAC Freedom Conference matchup after a week hiatus due to the bye week in the Monarch schedule. The Monarchs have a 3-4 overall record on the season. The Lady Monarch field hockey team dropped a double overtime heartbreaker to FDU Florham on Friday night. The Monarchs are currently locked in a three-way battle with Wilkes and DeSales University for the third and fourth seeds in the upcoming Freedom Conference tournament. Kings will close out the regular season Thursday night with a 6 p.m. matchup at DeSales University in Center Valley, Pennsylvania. The Lady Monarchs have an 8-9 overall record with a 3-3 record in MAC conference play. The King's College women and men's swim teams made their home debut Saturday with a split against Drew University in the Scanlon Gymnasium. The King's men defeated Drew University 106-96, while the King's women fell to Drew by the identical score of 106-96. King's returns to the pool this Saturday with a 1 p.m. meet at Cabrini College. King's College sophomore Tyler Million finished second in the number 2 flight of the 2017 Middle Atlantic Conference Tennis Singles Championships that concluded on Sunday at Kirby Park. The Monarchs will now be idle until their spring break trip to Florida in March. The women's soccer team upset DeSales University, the first-place conference leader, 1-0 on Saturday at McCarthy Stadium. Junior defender Andrea Galvin scored the lone goal for the Lady Monarchs. Goalie Elizabeth Nolan made 5 saves in net for the shutout for Kings. Kings will host Newman University in its final home game of the season Tuesday night at 5 p.m. The Lady Monarchs have a 7-5-2 record on the season. The men's soccer team dropped an overtime heartbreaker to DeSales University, 3-2. August Axman scored both goals for the Monarchs in the loss. The Monarchs returned to the field Wednesday with a 7 o'clock matchup at Elmira College in New York. The Monarchs have a 10-5-1 record on the season. The Lady Monarch volleyball team returns to action on Wednesday as they travel to DeSales University. The Lady Monarchs have an 18-9 record on the season. In the world of professional sports, it looks like Philly fans will still have to trust the process. The Philadelphia 76ers have an 0-3 record on the season. Tonight they take on the Detroit Pistons at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night the Los Angeles Dodgers host the Houston Astros in Game 1 of the World Series. This will be the Dodgers' first trip to the Fall Classic in 29 years. The last time they were there, they won in 1988 on Kirk Gibson's walk-off home run. It will be a battle of the aces as the Dodgers send out Clayton Kershaw against Houston probable Dallas Keuchel. Tonight, the NFC East division leader, the Philadelphia Eagles, will take on their division rival, Washington Redskins, on Monday Night Football. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight has the possibility of showers. The low is 67. Thunderstorms will start early tomorrow, stretching into the afternoon. The high will be 72. And Wednesday is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 62. The Chemistry and Physics Department are hosting their annual Halloween science special, Things That Go Boom in the Night, at 7 p.m. in the Burke Auditorium tomorrow night. The event is great for kids, and costumes are welcome. Dr. Tom McAman is hosting Common Good Discussion regarding Charlottesville in the Post-UPOC Room of McGowan Thursday at 12:30. This has been WRKC News at 5. I'm Marcus Sewell. Have a marvelous Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Get involved at Komen.org/morethanpink.
Hi, Vicky. How's your knee doing?
It feels better, doctor. Those painkillers worked great. I was hoping to get some more.
We're being very careful with prescription painkillers. Let's continue with therapy and off-the-shelf anti-inflammatories for now.
Prescription painkillers are America's newest epidemic, causing abuse and addiction for millions. The smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
This is Mario Andretti. You know me as a race car driver, but I'm also a Meals on Wheels volunteer. I've raced against the sport's biggest personalities, but I've never met more vibrant, amazing people than the seniors served by Meals on Wheels. As a volunteer, you deliver a hot, nutritious meal and a friendly hello to someone just like your mother, grandfather,